听美国之音，学流行美语。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Michael 和李华好几天没有见面了，今天刚好在校园里碰到，两个人就聊起天来了。李华会学到两个常用语 to chip in 和 snail mail。
Hi Michael, Bob 明天要开生日 party, 你去吗？
Yes, I'm going with a few friends. We decided to chip in and buy him a leather jacket. He's been talking about buying a jacket for a long time.
你要和几个朋友一块儿去参加 party, 还要给他买一件皮夹克啊。可是皮夹克很贵耶，你们是不是准备大家凑钱给他买呢？你刚才说 chip in, 是不是就是这个意思啊？
That's right, to chip in, C-H-I-P-I-N. It means to each contribute money to buy something.
哦，那就是我们中国人说的凑钱买东西嘛。
Usually, you say chip in if each person in a group of people gives some money to buy someone a present.
哦，要是每个人都出些钱给谁买个礼物，人们一般都会说 to chip in.
To give you another example, my mother said her colleagues always chip in to buy gifts to celebrate someone's birthday or when someone has a new baby.
这跟上面你说的几个朋友凑钱要给 Bob 买皮夹克是差不多的。哎，那 to chip in 还可以用在什么其他场合呢？
You can always use to chip in if you are going out with a group of people for dinner or a drink.
哦，原来几个朋友一块出去吃饭喝酒，每个人出些钱来付账，这也可以说是 chip in.
Yes, the guys and I usually each chip in a few dollars when we go out for pizza on Friday nights. Last week I paid $10.Bob chipped in $4, John chipped in $2. There is one guy who never chips in. He's cheap. Really makes me mad.
等等等等，你说上星期五你们几个人出去吃比萨饼，你付了$10 ，Bob 出了$4 ，John 也出了$2，还有个小气鬼，从来不出钱啊。呵，他真好意思。Why don't you ditch him？ 甩了他不就得了？
We've been friends for many years, and it's only a few bucks.
你不愿意甩了他，那你就别生气了。哎，Michael，你手里拿的是什么？好像是信吧？现在还有人写信啊？
I got two letters today from a couple of old friends. I hardly ever get snail mail anymore.
你说什么？Snail mail？Snail 不就是蜗牛吗？那 mail 是信，信和蜗牛又有什么关系啊？
Snail, S-N-A-I-L, is an animal known for its slow movement. Snail mail means real letters that you get in your mailbox.
哦，我知道了，蜗牛走得很慢，所以 snail mail 就是指通过邮局寄的信。诶，我以前怎么没有听说 snail mail 这种说法呢？
Well, ever since email became popular, people have used snail mail to talk about paper mail, because it's slower than email.
对哦，邮局寄的信和电子邮件相比啊，那真是慢多了，叫它蜗牛信倒也挺合形象的。
Yeah, everyone's so busy nowadays. No one seems to have time to write snail mail anymore.
你说的没错，大家现在都很忙，没有多少人还会坐在那儿写信。邮局里送来的邮件啊，不是账单就是广告。哎，那这些也能叫做 snail mail 吗？
No, only a letter written to you by a friend or family member can really be called snail mail.
哎，说起写信啊，我还真是应该写信给我爸爸妈妈了。
I'm just too lazy to write snail mail. I think I'll go write some emails.
我的父母在中国，他们还没有电脑，所以啊 I have to write snail mails to them. 我得走了，下回再聊吧。
OK, bye.
各位听众，李华今天学到两个常用语，一个是 to chip in, 意思是凑钱买什么东西，另一个是 snail mail, 那是指通过邮局寄的信。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，下次节目再见。
学流行美语，听美国之音。